A bright light who put a smile on anyone's face is how James Hogan, principal of Durrow National School near Tullamore, remembers Aisling Murphy. The 23-year-old taught first class in the school. Before we came on air, I spoke to James, who paid tribute to his former colleague.
Today is a day, I suppose, that nobody can get prepared for. And it's an unexpected tragedy, and like, from a school point of view, that like the parents, the staff, pupils, and the wider community of Durrow National School here in Offaly are just utterly devastated by the passing of our dear colleague and friend, Miss Aisling Murphy. A little bit about Aisling. Aisling began teaching here in Durrow in March 2021, and you know, I know her both on a professional level as principal, but as a personal level as well, because she was a highly rated, talented traditional arts musician, and we have great connections. But during her time here, we found like Aisling was just a shining light to the kids, and a very professional and talented young teacher, a lady who had extraordinary sports, musical and choral talents. She was an inspiration to so many, not only in our school, but across the wider community of schools and other organisations in the area that she was involved with. So we're thinking of those at this time as well. Look, on hearing the news of this horrific tragedy, the staff, children and the greater school community and wider Tullamore area, we're all left in a state of shock and numbness at this time. Our priority as a school, I suppose, is to follow our critical incident policy and plan, and you know, our number one priority is the care of the staff and children at this sad time. And in this context, we have support for the staff and children in place through our critical incident policy, and we have support of NEPS psychologists on site all day as well. As I said, it's just heartbreaking. We're trying to comprehend with it. We're a very close community here in Durrow, and the staff, we met early this morning, we had a briefing, and we had tears. There was waves of tears from everyone, and Aisling was a family member to us. And we, like, on behalf, we have support, our chairperson, the board of management is here, our parochial team, we have every asset going to us, and our board of management and myself would like to extend our sincere thanks to everybody who has offered their messages of condolences, including the local schools in the area and just nationwide. It's flooding in with calls and emails, and this is a scene that we've not seen before, to say. And we want to really, really think about here at this present time. Our thoughts and prayers are especially with Aisling's family, the Murphy family, who I know very well. No words can express how they are going to deal with this sudden loss of their beautiful and talented daughter, Aisling. It's very, very hard to think that she was here in school yesterday as a teacher and teaching her first-class students, who they adored her. And today, they have come in with little tears in their eyes and their teacher not there. But I'm just going to give you an example of how children deal with it. One of our staff members are working with the class today, and two other teachers happen to be in the room. And we have a lovely shrine set up in the classroom of Aisling and in our school at the front gate. But the children, being children, and they will, it just goes to show that they talk about Miss Murphy. And one child in particular said, so bear in mind there was three staff members in the room, and one child said, there's four teachers in the room here now, and they named the three teachers and they pointed to Miss Murphy's photo. So I just thought that's lovely to think how children are remembered. Like they said, she's not here, but she's not forgotten. And to us, we're going to be so, so devastated to lose such a colleague, a friend, a bright light that just would put a smile on anyone's face. And we are deeply, deeply sorry to lose a young girl who is so much going for her. And again, we are just really thinking of the family and her extended family and friends during this sad time.
Oh, it's just so heartbreaking, James. And that description of one of her pupils. I mean, trying to process this, it's unimaginable what has happened. And how do children of that age, how do you, as a teacher and the other staff, how do you begin to explain what's happened to these small children?
Yes, that's it, Brian. I mean, nobody, how do you do it? I mean, we are all, you know, it's a new complete era for everyone. But like I said, we have our plan and policy. And I suppose the best way to approach that, we in the school, we have a great team of staff. And as I said, supports are on site. But the kids, the best way we have come up with it is, you know, and parents have been fantastic as well. Like, obviously, when the news broke, we notified them, and they have talked to their children too. But coming into school, you know, we share with the kids, I suppose, what is, it's important to say, look, identify Miss Murphy has been taken from us, you know, in a tragic way. It's okay to be sad and feel, you know, as I said, there's not a dry eye in the school today. So, I mean, it's important to let kids know it's okay to be sad. And you'll have kids who, you know, won't talk about it and others will. And they're all then, we're inviting them to write their own little messages of love and prayers and to share and a little memory box to put stuff in. And, you know, as the day goes on, we're just being overwhelmed with what the kids are coming out with. Coming into the day, we were like, how are we going to approach this? But as the day is going on, kids are amazing. Amazing. And they are working together. And it just, through talk and conversation and being, as I said, expressing the feeling of sadness. But on the other side of it too, you know, acknowledging who Miss Murphy was and what she brought to our school. And we just have to take it one day at a time.
And I mean, clearly from what you say, she'd been with you, Ashley, in a relatively short time, but it made a really big impact.
A huge impact. Like, I mean, it's like I said, she was with us a short time and she just fitted in so well. And that'll tell you the type of person she was. Her personality, her bubbliness, her smile, her talents. And, you know, she would reach out to any child in our community and had a great rapport with them and network with the parents. And, you know, anyone that knows Ashley, not only in the school setting, but across the county, I've had calls from different countries of music related. They just, you know, she was one in a million, and she has so much going for her. And to think that it's been all taken away from her, unplanned, and it's just heartbreaking.
Well, James, I'm sure the thoughts and prayers of people right across the country are with all of you today and in the days ahead.
And as I said, once again, on behalf of the board and extended community of our school here, we are so appreciated of the vast amount of support, whether it be emails, phone calls, visits, sending flowers, everything to the school. And I mean, that's only this family here in our school. I can't imagine how her own family is dealing with it. And I suppose, with a couple of fuck off Gaeilge Raw, like, to end our statement, we've come up with, like, you know, Cun Criach, Talmage, Extremine of Artsa, and Ish Ashlin, Tal Laba Gut, Y Mask, Nanaeus. And that is, to summarise, just say, we're thinking of you, Ashlin. You have a bed in the middle of all the angels now and saints. And we remember and we ask people to keep her in her prayers and her family at this very, very sad time.
James Hogan, Principal of Durrow National School. Well,